Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. 4-H kickoff time in Daviess County, and our good friend Jane Ann Beard is back with us. Good morning, Jane Ann.
Good morning.
It's time to talk about the kickoff 4-H enrollment open house first. That is what, next week, right?
Next Monday night at the 4-H building.
And what time does it get underway?
6:30 p.m. till 8 o'clock approximately.
So who are you looking for to come out to this event?
Well, we invite all parents and young people from kindergarten to 12th grade who are interested in 4-H. If you have questions, this will be the time to get some of those questions answered. And we'll also have computers there that if you make the decision to enroll, we can help you through that process.
Now, 4-H is commonly known for animals, and I know people think 4-H, animals, livestock, but there's so much more to 4-H than just animals.
For sure. Science is very much a part of all the projects. So if you're interested in science, if you're interested in crafts, and it's not just those who have animals.
And it's not just those that are in a farming family either. I mean, it's everybody. It's city folk, too.
For sure. The opportunity is there not just to learn from the 4-H projects, but there's 4-H camp, and there's several different other trips and opportunities to travel.
You know, Jane Ann, you've been involved in 4-H pretty much your entire life. Your kids have gone through it, and you see so many success stories. It builds character, and it really teaches and builds future leaders because they get the opportunity to speak, and communication skills are so important, but and just camaraderie with fellow 4-H members, too.
That's for sure. It's a learn-by-doing experience, so it's not just a 4-H project. As you said, it's communication skills, the opportunity to interact with not only your peers, but with our adult volunteers.
Again, 4-H enrollment open house night is Monday night, this coming Monday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the 4-H building at Eastside Park. What do you have planned for the evening?
Well, each of our clubs has been asked to have an information or have a table there that, you know, if you live in Odin or if you live in the Montgomery area, you can go visit with the 4-H club that's in that area. Our 4-H Goat Club will have an information table there to share what they do. They have a little bit more of a focus. Some of our clubs are general clubs where they kids are in all different projects, but we have the Goat Club, for example, the Horse and Pony Club, and they tend to focus on those, although you can take other projects, but they tend to focus on those areas. And then we will just have a general information, you know, if you're not sure if you want to join or what your interest is, then we'll try to help guide those young people.
Is there any cost to be involved in 4-H?
There is a $20 enrollment fee, which covers county, and it also covers some state activities, but we always say that if that fee is a challenge for a family or for an individual, they need to let us be aware of that, and we have some scholarships available.
It's a great opportunity. Again, we strongly encourage you to get your youngster involved with 4-H, kindergarten all the way through senior year in high school, basically.
Right. Mini 4-H is kindergarten, first and second grade, and then our traditional program is grades 3 through 12.
Sign up the same night on Monday night, and if you didn't start at kindergarten level or first or second, third grade, you can join at any point in time along the way.
That's for sure, and I don't know that I mentioned or not, but there are certainly some scholarship opportunities down the road for those young people who stay with the program through, you know, their high school years. So at any time when you're interested to join, that is available.
The best way to find the information is to go to the 4-H enrollment open house. Again, it is Monday night, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the 4-H building at Eastside Park. They'll have games and door prizes. All the 4-H clubs will be on hand to answer your questions. Adult volunteers are probably always needed too, right?
We certainly will be willing to talk to you, and we would love to have more volunteers. We have a wonderful group now, but always looking for someone, you know, if they have a certain area of expertise that they would be willing to share with a young person, come see us Monday night.
Monday night, 6:30 to 8. Again, the open house for 4-H enrollment at the 4-H building at Eastside Park. Our guest is Jane Ann Beard. Jane Ann, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to visit with you, and look forward to a big turnout on Monday.
Thank you very much.
Take five for your community, a service of the Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most.